It is Football Miracles. It's our sixth one. More enjoyable moments in six episodes of podcasting than they can have in 30 years. Everton are the most miserable club to support in this country, a combination of us being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. We left you off last time. Liverpool have just managed to pull it all together late on against Southampton. The back and forth with Manchester City continues, and then there's this week where two games happen. It is difficult, I would say, to put into words, Phil Blundell, what the Newcastle 3-2 was like. In terms of, I mentioned the Southampton one where Liverpool were crap. Liverpool weren't crap against Newcastle, but Newcastle's blood was up like nothing on earth. Rondon was basically better than Pelé in Pelé's own imagination. He was absolutely unplayable, and Liverpool had to put up with it. It was one of the most agonising things I can ever remember in terms of watching a football match.
Yeah, it was awful. I think the other thing is we were also done by the kickoff time in some respects, because it was an 8 o'clock kickoff in Newcastle on a Saturday night.
Berserk.
Which is basically on a bank holiday weekend, and I can't think of anything.
If you think it was berserk in Newcastle, imagine it being 9 o'clock in Benidorm after you've just been to fucking Barcelona. It was mad over there.
That is a fair tackle, but the atmosphere was, it was one of the best atmospheres I've probably heard from in a Premier League away ground. I think it was brilliant.
So we watched it at McCartney's on Renshaw Street, which in and of itself is mad, but because everyone
what on earth happened there,
every bar was
it in 1994.
Every bar was rammed to absolute breaking point, wasn't it? It was so busy.
It was Sound City weekend, and we were doing a big thing with Levi's around Sound City, so I couldn't go out to Benidorm because it was boss. But a couple of the guys from Levi's are big Liverpool fans, and we were around the Baltics, so we said, we'll go to Punch Jammies. Honestly, trying to get a drink in Punch Jammies, in the end, you just sort of gave up, because it was so busy in there. If you moved into one space, someone had to move into yours, you know what I mean? So time was rammed. Yeah, I remember the weekend really well, because I say Sound City was brilliant, but getting into Punch Jammies, and it was just full of people who'd either just played or were just playing or nipped out from the festival, so new loads of people in there. But yeah, it was bedlam that weekend.
It was bedlam. It was absolute bedlam, Phil. It really was. And then on top of that, so you're there, that's where you're watching this, and the atmosphere came over, even in a gaff like that this atmosphere is feral in Newcastle. Absolutely feral, like they were off the hook.